is one of the prayers of Paul. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, and beginning with verse 9. For this cause we also, since we heard it once again, this is the prayer of Paul, we do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Why? That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all, pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen. Understanding. I'd like to talk for a little while about the great power of good understanding. The great power of good understanding. What is understanding? Understanding is when you didn't understand, you didn't catch what was being told you, and finally it was explained to you, and you said, "Oh, now I see." That's understanding. It can take on different forms. It can say, "Oh, now." Or it can just take on, you know, if Sister Collins happens to be right, as she once in a great while is, why, I'll say, "Oh." And she says, "You never admit it." Amen. But sometimes, you know, when understanding comes, we just say, "Oh." And sometimes we say, when we finally understand what's been bothering us, we'll say, "Yes." Amen. And sometimes we just smile great big and loud. Amen. Why didn't I see that before? Oh, understanding takes on so many forms. Amen. It's like I was wearing a strange garb and the dog was barking at me. Amen. My own dog was barking at me. Amen. And finally I took off some of my garb and he recognized who it was, and he was plumb bashful about it. You know, he started wagging his tail, you know, and even the dog showed visibly, you know, that he'd understood that it was really me. Amen. The disciples had a hard time. You know, when they first saw Jesus after he rose from the dead, Mary thought he was a gardener. And he said, "Mary." And she cried out, an understanding of who it was came sweeping over her. He said, "Mary," just like he'd always said it. And she said, "Rabboni." Amen. It's like a little child when they finally realized through the dark night that the one that's coming up on the porch is not a booger man or something bad, but it's daddy, 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 daddy. And finally, when they understand, it makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it? Have you ever been blessed with understanding? Huh? My dad's old 33 Chevy wouldn't run. It bunked out on him. We pushed it into Steve Porter's garage right at the entrance of Mammoth Spring, right there at Bartle's garage where Steve Porter worked, distant cousin, amen. And he just tied a wire that had come loose from the ignition. That's all it was. Boy, that was frustrating to a hillbilly when his old car, first old car, amen, tore up on him and wouldn't run, amen. And man, Steve Porter was the smartest mechanic in the world when he reached under there and put that wire back on the ignition. And that's all it was. Amen. Well, that's when the fellow backs off and says, well, why couldn't I find that? Why didn't I know that before? Why couldn't I see that? Amen. Understanding just takes on such relief proportions, doesn't it? When understanding grips our lives, praise God. Amen. When Jesus and his disciples ate with unwashing hands, the scribes and Pharisees got on to them. Yeah, they said, why do you and your disciples eat without washing your hands? And he said to that bunch of hypocrites, he said, are you without understanding? Don't you know that it's not what goes in that defiles a man? It's not what he eats that defiles him. That's what he said. It's not what he eats. He said that's digested, amen, and assimilated, and amen, taken care of through the process of digestion and elimination, amen, and is cast out with the drought, he said, amen. But evil thoughts and all kinds of things that's in the heart, that's what defiles a man. Amen. Ah, yes. Praise God. But you know what? Amen. They was just in the same shape they was when they started grumbling. Every time he answered them, they went around, come at him from a different direction, trying to catch him in his words. They were what you call willfully ignorant. They refused understanding. When Jesus arose from the dead, amen, Mary not only had trouble with two fellows on the road to Emmaus. They didn't know who that was walking with them. Amen. And a little bit later on, the disciples, they didn't understand who it was. They knew that Jesus was dead and buried. It was like when I left Ronnie in the hospital, Rosemary down there in the hospital, and then right in the middle of Brother Havis' sermon, amen, here he comes in the door, Rosemary right behind him, barges right up the aisle, amen. And with my mind locked in on the fact that Ronnie was in the hospital, I didn't know who that was coming up the aisle. Till he got way up here, right up to the platform, I thought, that's Ronnie, praise God. And he walks right up beside the preacher and testifies to his healing. Amen. It was a wonderful thing when I understood that it was Ronnie. Did you know Luke 24 said, he opened their understanding. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful when the Lord comes along and opens our understanding? Understanding is light. It's the difference between light and darkness. Praise God. Did you ever stumble through the room, stumble into dressers, walk into the door facing, and finally at last you decided that it was foolish for you to try to stumble through the dark even though you thought you knew the house? You're liable to hurt yourself. And you turned on the light. Amen. You could find your way to the hallway. Just turn on the light. Amen. Yeah, I leave. Sister Collins hoped I'd leave and went to Mobile. She's going to clean house. Amen. I've come back a few times and she'd changed my bed to a different side of the room. If I hadn't turned on the light and I'd have made a run, amen, I'd have landed against the wall. Amen. But the light made all the difference in the world when Sister Collins is changing the furniture around. Praise God. Hallelujah. Understanding turns on the light. Understanding is the opposite of misunderstanding. Amen. One great man made this quote. He said, before you question what I say, please indicate that you understand what I say. When people don't understand what you said, and they're walking in the dark, they can say all manner of things about what you said. Amen. Amen. So the lack of understanding is darkness. Amen. Did you know that there is little of any value to us in anything without understanding? We need some understanding, or we'll not get the full value of things. Like the old Indian, you know, that had Indian money coming in, the car dealer knew it, and so he bought a brand new Cadillac without a down payment. 3 months later, he hadn't made a single payment, so they went to repossess the car. And they found it on the back of the reservation, jacked up on rocks, no wheels on it, no tires on it, hole chopped in the roof, and a pot-bellied stove in the middle of it, most of the seats gone out of it, it was filthy where that Indian had misused that beautiful new automobile. Amen. Because he didn't understand it. There's some things that'll work for a while without understanding them, but you can't fix it when it breaks down. You don't know what to do for it. I think sometimes they make things like that on purpose. Amen. So you may even damage them trying to fix them. Amen. I've done that. Even lately. Amen. Out of ignorance. Amen. Someone hit that lock button on my truck on the way back from Arkansas. And when I got done filling up gas, I couldn't get back in my truck. And so I went, these new trucks, you know, you can't get into them a Slim Jim. And so I knew that. So I knew I'd have to either get a locksmith or go through that back sliding glass window. Amen. Well, fortunately, I left the sliding glass on the camper open, slid it right on back. But Sister Collins had locked the other one down after she'd been in the back getting something, or I had one or the other. Amen. So didn't have a screwdriver in no place that I could find. I had them, but I couldn't find them. They was right there in the truck, but I couldn't find them. And that's another time when you need a little understanding. You see, if you've got all kinds of tools, Denver, and you can't find them, they ain't going to do you no good. Amen. And I couldn't find my screwdriver. That guy that run the cash register, he had one about that long. And so I was going to have to try to pry that back glass open with a little screwdriver about that long. He even tried it. He couldn't do it. And I couldn't do it. And I didn't have a bigger screwdriver. And so I kept a beating and I kept a banging. And I noticed that the glass had come out of the track. And it was sliding open. Well, all my beating and banging, I had got the glass loose from the track without breaking it, and slid it open and got in the truck. Amen. But a lot of bad things can happen out of ignorance. Amen. Understanding is a wonderful thing in church. Understanding is a wonderful thing in Bible study. Understanding is a marvelous thing when you're reading the Bible. Praise God. Amen. And so sometimes you need a little help. You need men that know more than you, that God is gifted with the ability of what the Bible calls helps. Now, folks, this gift of helps won't do you any good if you got too much pride to admit you need it. And you won't go to that brother that God has blessed with a great ability to shed light on what you're reading. Amen. Your kids have to have help in school. Amen. We call them teachers. Amen. The teacher is the one that sheds light on that subject that you have never explored before and brightens the life of your child by what we call education. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And there's nothing like the Word of God to give us education, learning, understanding in spiritual things. Praise God. Notice what we're going to understand as Paul reiterates in Ephesians chapter 1. My, what wonderful things he has to tell us. He says that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. What will understanding do? It'll let you know what your hope of your calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Praise God. Understanding is a wonderful thing, folks. It lets you know how rich you are in God. Ooh-wee, when it finally shines on your pathway. I told you, you know, about the fellow that was using backhoe in a lady's backyard down in Powhatan, Arkansas. It's one of the first churches Sister Carl and I held revival in after we got married out in Powhatan. She's asking me if I remembered that little church the other day. Yes, I remember. Amen. I'd held about three or four revivals in the church in Powhatan, Arkansas. I had some good revivals. Amen. My brother was telling me a few years ago, several years ago now, about a man that used a backhoe in this lady's backyard digging a trench. I don't know why he was digging foundation, sewer line, drain, what it was. But anyway, while she was standing there watching him dig a fruit jar, he just barely missed it. But he disturbed enough, the dirt enough that when he dug past it, the fruit jar rolled down in that trench. And she clambered down in that trench and got that fruit jar so heavy, it had a whole fruit jar full of $20 gold pieces right in her backyard. Amen. I mean, she was rich and didn't know it. She come to understand by digging a little bit what she had in her backyard. Huh? Amen. And, you know, if you all come to understand suddenly that you had something like that in your backyard. Amen. Sister Carla bought me a floodlight the other day. I've never used it. But if I come to understand, amen, that 15 feet from that fourth maple tree up the hill due north, amen, there was a cask buried with gold in it, I'd get that floodlight out tonight after church and start digging. Amen. And you would too. Did you know if you knew how rich you was in God? Hallelujah. All you need is somebody to enlighten your understanding to know what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. Hallelujah. And you'd start digging for it or reaching for it once you understood that it was there. Amen. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward? Whoward? Usward. You and I who believe according to the working of his mighty power. How many would like to know more about that power? Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. And you too will say, oh, you may say, wow. Or you may say, how? Amen. You may dance a little jig when you understand what is the greatness of his power. Praise God. That's why we shout. That's why we glorify God. The light has shined across our pathway. And for an instant, we feel that heavenly feeling of being sons and daughters of God. Amen. Amen. Understanding. Amen. Be filled with all the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Amen. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthen what will do that? Understanding. Strengthen with all might according to his glorious power to all patience and long suffering and joyfulness. You can do that if you see what's waiting for you. Amen. Oh, giving thanks, he said. Why do we give thanks? We've been made to understand some things. Amen. Which made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Hallelujah. The inheritance again. There it is again. He spoke in Ephesians of the riches and the inheritance of the saints and that and the power that's to usward who believe. Hallelujah. Do you really know what you got? It'll make a difference. Amen. Understanding will. Hallelujah. You know why in Luke 24 they returned to Jerusalem with great joy? He had opened their understanding. And when he opened their understanding, they had great joy. Amen. Your joy will be greater because of your understanding. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. Understanding, the Bible said, is like choice silver. Amen. Proverbs 1 and 5, 2 and 2 through 4. Praise God. Amen. I didn't realize how much it was in Proverbs about understanding. He said, a wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Chapter 2, so that thou incline, verse 2, thine ear to wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, if thou liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver. Amen. I mean, silver is worth something now. I think the price of silver is about what the price for gold was for years. Amen. Gold, you know, they held it at $32 an ounce for years and years and years. Amen. And then they turned it loose. And gold skyrocketed in up above $300 an ounce. And silver was worth about, what, $5 an ounce for years and years and years. Amen. And then, amen, they turned that loose too. Now it's about where gold used to be. Amen. Choice, silver. Praise God. Listen to what he said. Wisdom, chapter 2, verse 10. And discretion entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee. How? To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, and from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the powers of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Understanding will keep you out of the darkness. You won't follow just any old thing or any old body that comes along, huh? Amen. Understanding. To deliver thee, verse 16, from the strange woman. Even from the stranger that flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, that's her mother, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. Amen. Venereal disease on the rampage. Hybrid forms of venereal disease today that they don't have any cure for. The ordinary subtle drugs that they used to conquer them with don't work anymore. AIDS on the rise. Amen. Among celebrities, movie stars, and Olympic champions. Amen. What did it? The lack of understanding. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Listen to what he says. Happy is the man, chapter 3, verse 13, that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, the gain thereof than fine gold. Hallelujah. That's why we have Sunday school. So you can get a better understanding of God's Word. That's why we have preaching and teaching and revivals, praise God, and camp meetings and fellowship meetings, praise God, so your understanding can be honed and enlightened, amen, and enhanced and complemented, because happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Understanding won't put a scowl on your face. It won't give you a long face. When you understand what God's done, what he's done for you, amen, it'll make you happier than you've ever been. Listen to this, verse 15. She is more precious than rubies. Who is? Understanding is. More precious than rubies. And all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand is it riches and honor. Who's got that? Understanding does. Riches? Honor? Amen. Understanding is the key to riches, honor, long life, length of days. Understanding. Amen. Give you length of days. Was driving up the road a while ago and listening to National Public Radio, and they was having a program about Babe Ruth, a memorial of Babe Ruth, and they told how that he could carouse all night long and get in at 5 o'clock and still perform, knock home runs, even though he came out to play with his eyes red and drunk from carousing the night before. He'd still knock home runs. And they told about one day he come off the golf course sweaty, and he told the man to make him his favorite drink, and so he mixed him up a big Tom Collins mix with the lemons and the ice cubes in it, and Babe Ruth turned it up still in the mixing a container and drank the whole thing, ice cubes, lemons, and all, with enough whiskey poured in it that the guys that was looking on laughed, and he drank it all down, ice cubes and lemons and all. They told how he could hold his liquor. But then they played the last recording of Babe Ruth when throat cancer was eating away his vocal cords. Amen. And he was talking just a few days before he died. Amen. Yeah. I'll tell you, Babe could drink. Babe could carouse. But he died early, folks. He died young. Amen. Because he lived the wrong kind of life. Cancer of the throat. Amen. Yeah. Irritated too many times by the wrong kind of stuff going down his throat. Amen. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Understanding will give you a longer life. Amen. Length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand is riches and honor. Her ways are pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold on her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. Who? Her understanding. Amen. Oh, there's so much of this. Amen. I'll not read all the scriptures about understanding in Proverbs. But I didn't realize how much there was until I begin to run it down. Not only in Proverbs, but the New Testament. The words of Jesus. Praise God. Listen to what he said. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. This is chapter 8, verse 13. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine. This is wisdom talking. And sound wisdom. And here wisdom gives another one of her names. I am understanding. I have strength. Amen. Oh boy. I'd read comic books and that advertisement showing Charles Atlas as a 97-pound weakling, and how that him and his girlfriend was down on the beach and this bully comes along and kicks sand in his face, and how that Charles Atlas became a world heavyweight, and boy, I set off for the preliminary to Charles Atlas bodybuilding stuff. And proudly announced to the boys that old Leland better look out, that I've ordered me some stuff from Charles Atlas. Amen. And I'm going to get strong. Amen. Amen. Well, how many would like to have some strength? Don't raise your hand. Amen. Put that back down, Glory. Amen. I didn't want to embarrass you, you know. Amen. How many like to have some strength? Praise God. Counsel is mine. Sound wisdom is mine. I am understanding. I have strength. That's what I'm preaching on tonight, in case you wondered. I'm talking about the great power of good understanding. Did you know the Bible said if he that commits adultery with a woman lacketh understanding? Amen. Wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. I thank God that the grace of God can heal, amen, any sin. But you see this little dimple in my chin? When I was a kid, I had a big carbuncle there, right on the end of my chin. And Mama took me to Doc Cooper, and Doc Cooper lanced that. And it got well, Brother Hughes, but I still got the scar. Amen. Still got the scar. See, there's one here, I can't remember which side it is. Amen. Just another scar, you know, shows up in my pictures. Amen. Little indentation on one side there. I have to look in the mirror, and it's always the opposite, so I can't tell you which one it is. Amen. But I had another one there. And the old doc had to lance it, too. It got well. I'm still here. Did you know balls can kill you? Amen. That's what Hezekiah had. He had a ball. That's what Brother Cunningham, or Brother Hab down in Cunningham, Kentucky. Amen. Just a few short years ago, big ball on his shoulder, poisoned his whole system, killed him. Amen. Big guy, set their table, been to church with them, ate fish that they'd caught, filleted crappie. Amen. Fine family, fine boys. Amen. Took me through his tomato patch. Amen. Showed me his tomatoes. He was raising them commercially for the early market. Amen. Showed me some tips on it, you know, and how he's irrigating them, everything. He's dead. Ball killed. Amen. Well, thank the Lord, mine got well. I got a scar right on the top of my hand here. Amen. Still there after all these years. I had a boil on top of my hand when I was a little boy. It had a forked head on it. Amen. Forked core. And Grandpa worked at it until he squeezed that. You got to get that core out of that ball before it'll get well. And he finally got that forked core out of that ball. And my hand got well. But there's still a scar. Amen. Yes, God will forgive you of adultery. Adultery is not the unpardonable sin. Amen. But you'll still have the scar. Amen. His reproach shall not be wiped away. And you know what? You can't wear my scar that I got from having that big carbuncle lanced on my chin. I got to wear that myself. There's some burdens you can't bear for your brother, even though you love him. He's got to bear his own burden. He's got to face his own consequences. And did you know that's right? That sometimes the consequences of our sin is one of the strongest deterrents to doing it again. Repeating. Amen. So that's why the Bible said, his reproach shall not be wiped away. But oh, if you just get some understanding, if you just look on over the hill yonder, beyond the pleasure, beyond the fun, beyond the music, beyond the dance, beyond the show, beyond the game, understanding will tell you, walk on by. Pass it up. Amen. Temptation will pass. Praise God. The lips of him that hath understanding, chapter 10, verse 13. The lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. You know why the Lord had to whip me some? Quite a bit. Real bad at times. I mean, hung me over hell for a while and let me dangle there. You know why? Amen. Because he wanted me to understand some things. Amen. The lips of him that understanding wisdom is found, but rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Amen. This old world is filled with all kinds of religions, all kinds of ideas. Lord have mercy. Amen. People, I've said so many times, have got enough crazy ideas to kill them. Amen.